Okay, so let's begin with our meditation. All right, so just taking a few moments to release whatever activity has been going on. There's a mental component, emotional, and physical. And inviting yourself into the posture. Noticing the connection with the seat, the chair, the floor. The sense of uprightness. A verticality in the body. And checking the body for any areas of tension, of holding. And just invite some level of softening, some level of relaxation around those. Now for a few minutes, letting your attention settle by focusing on each breath. Letting the breath breathe itself. It doesn't matter if it's long or short, deep or shallow. Just letting your attention rest on the sensation of breathing. And then changing quality of it. Gently releasing thought and coming back to the breath. Now expanding the awareness to include body sensations, just ones which become predominant. And if nothing much is predominant, just feeling the breath, in breath and the out breath. And if an emotion arises of its own accord, notice how that is felt as a body sensation. For right now, releasing the thoughts, the story around that emotion. Being patient with the process, beginning again as many times as is needed. And tonight we're going to expand the instructions to include thinking. It's relating to thought like we would relate to a sensation, a breath, or a sound. So we're observing the thought instead of becoming lost in the thought. So keeping the background anchored to the breath. When thoughts arise, note them as thinking. Realize that thinking is present. It doesn't matter what thought it might be. Doesn't matter what the content, how alluring it may be. Just note it as thinking. Recognize thinking is present. And then release, coming back into the body. They may notice some thoughts have a pull, a drive, kind of a magnetic allure. Feel that sense of pull within the body. Other thoughts, as soon as you notice them, seem to evaporate. So we're relating to thoughts very differently than we normally do. Usually we become lost in the thought, adding to it. Or we try to stop the thought and release it as a meditator. Now we're observing thought, seeing how it arises and passes away. Not adding anything to each thought, just allowing it to have its own expression. And starting to notice the very beginning of a thought. Perhaps associated with a sound, some sensation, some experience, some comment that the mind offers around that experience. So as the mind offers a comment on an experience, just again stepping back, observing, noticing. Resting in the observation of thought instead of the participation in thought. Can thought be held like we would hold a breath, a sound? Some thoughts are associated with emotions, self-belief. These two, we step back to observe, to notice. You can also notice how those thoughts echo in the body. the thought of embarrassment, of irritation. Yes, there's the story, there's the details. Holding those very lightly, recognizing those as thought, and feeling how that echoes in the body, the flutter, the tension, the warmth. You may feel the impulse to engage in thought, pick it up and run with it. Pausing, letting the thought kind of run its own course. So then it fades at its own rate. So we're practicing being fully present, connected to this moment, the body, the breath, and observing the rising and passing of thinking. Periodically noticing the posture, the quality of being upright, the quality of being settled, connected to the ground. What is present right now? What are you aware of? The body sitting, the breath, the sensation. Are you aware of thought when it arises? Now releasing the content of thought and almost noticing it as an energy, almost as a sensation that moves through the mind. Perhaps a sort of restless movement. How the mind keeps trying to attribute a color, a sound, a label to things. Feeling that very movement itself, while still staying oriented and connected to this body, breathing, sitting, feeling. And for the final few minutes of this meditation, coming back, emphasizing the simplicity of the body, the sensations, the breath, and letting thoughts simply arise and pass away like a cloud moving through the sky. The cloud doesn't affect the sky which holds. And so our awareness isn't changed or affected by the thought that moves through it. It simply holds it and allows it to pass through freely, easily. In this way, thought is not an obstacle to meditation, it's just another object to be aware of. And learning to distinguish between observing thought versus being lost in participating in that thought. a helpful cross check is to be able to be aware of your body while you're observing the thought. When we become lost in thought, we lose that awareness of our body breathing, our body sensing. As you slowly come out of the meditation, just taking a few moments to open to your surroundings, to your environment. No need to rush back into your normal way of relating to life.